Hello.
Hello.
Jane and I are angry today.
Yes, we're very angry today. We've been raging all morning.
All morning, from the minute I woke up to now. And yes. It's noon.
And we woke up around like 10?
Yeah, I woke up like 9-ish. Rage. Fucking rage.
It's so true.
We've been angry all day because Epstein, is that how you say it?
Epstein
killed himself.
Killed himself.
In quotes, killed himself. He was murdered.
Yes, we're convinced.
We all know it.
Everyone knows it. Everyone on both sides of the aisle know it was a conspiracy.
It was. He was killed.
And that he obviously knew too much about some very rich people.
I know. And now those rich people aren't going to go down. And whatever evidence they found in his house, where'd it go? It's gone.
Oh, no. We can't find it.
I hate rich people.
I hate...
Anyway, this is the Flick Chicks.
Down with the bourgeois.
Usually we're fun, but we're not fun today. We're mad.
We're mad. We're angry.
We're guillotine in the streets kind of angry.
It's so true. Les Mis, I get it.
I get it. In fact, today was Jane's pick. And we picked this movie before this, but it feels timely now.
It does.
It feels like what the world needs. We picked the movie This Is the End.
Yes, some of our favorite comedians.
Yep.
It's
a great film that feels like it needs to happen more than ever.
Yeah, the world is really, really sad, and you know, America's not doing too hot in the way of treating people humanely.
No. I guess it never has been.
No, it never has. You're right. But I guess the internet.
Yeah.
You know, it's never, you can't, you know.
It feels like the Holocaust is happening.
It feels like the Holocaust is happening right now, to me.
It feels like.
And it's about to, or at least it's
like
about to happen.
I know what the Germans who were going to hide Jews felt like at the beginning.
Yeah.
They were like, huh, this isn't cool.
This is not good. This is not what we should be doing.
What do I do? Oh, nothing? Okay.
All I have to do is I just have to go back to work. That's all I can do? Okay.
You mean all I have to do is be sad every day? Okay.
Anyway, we're very frustrated about that. So we're drinking at noon.
Yeah. Angry Orchard. What if Angry Orchard supports the Trump campaign? Then I have to stop drinking it.
Oh, I don't want to Google that right now. I'll Google that off air because I don't want to be really angry about it.
I'll Google it after we finish our pack of Angry Orchard that's in the fridge.
Listen, you can't do anything now. It's already in the fridge.
It's true. We already bought it. So all we can do is drink it and then not buy anymore.
I have to wean myself off of McDonald's.
I know. What the fuck? What the hell?
And also, Taco Bell too.
I know.
The two cheapest restaurant
chains. I ate Chalansky's today, which cost me $8 because I couldn't go to Taco Bell.
I need to get that app that tells you, like, how liberal and stuff your
stuff is.
Your stuff is, because I just can't. I can't do it anymore.
No Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, no. I haven't had Chick-fil-A in a while, though.
I haven't either.
I've been proud of myself.
I know, I haven't either. And
I haven't had it in a long time.
Someone told me Chick-fil-A is mac and cheese now, and I was like, well, they can keep their fucking homophobic mac and cheese.
Yeah, true.
I'll make some gay mac and cheese, and it will be better, because it will have love in it.
It's so true. So we chose, we watched this movie just because we wanted to watch it. I was in the mood for it. Mm-hmm. And then after we watched it, we decided that we should do it for the podcast.
We didn't want to watch another movie
this
week.
No, and it's fun. There's a lot of fun facts about it.
So true.
There's cool stuff
to
talk about.
We love Seth Rogen.
We love Seth Rogen. I think he's so talented and so smart. And I love watching interviews with him.
And he almost started a war.
Which is really like good. So cool
so
for
funny.
Like a stoner actor that he almost started a war. That's like what he's known for now.
Yep.
I almost love it.
Ruined Sony.
Known for weed and known for almost starting a war.
So good.
With North Korea.
So good. Still haven't seen the interview.
It's good. I like it. I think it's funny.
I feel like it's not that good of a movie because people don't like love it.
No.
But people are like, it's a fine movie. But the fact that it's like that bullshit almost started a war, it just makes you want to watch it.
No, it does.
It also just makes you realize like how fucking crazy Kim Jong-un is.
No, yeah, the guy who plays Kim Jong-un is so freaking funny.
The fact that Kim Jong-un really was like, this is the U.S.
declaring war on us.
And you were like, this is a fucking Seth Rogen movie, you piece of shit.
Like, don't ruin this for us. This is all we have.
Got pulled from theaters.
Anyway, it's a fine movie. It's like Seth Rogen, James Franco. It's what you would expect.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's fun. I liked it.
So's this movie.
So is this movie. This movie's... I love this movie. This is probably my one of my favorite Seth Rogen movies that he's in.
Yeah.
Superbad also. I love Superbad. Mm-hmm. I love that movie. And Pineapple Express. I'm a big Seth Rogen fan. I think that he's a hottie with a body.
He's hot now.
He's gotten hotter with the beard. Like he said that
he figured out the beard.
He figured out the beard and also he figured out how to dress himself.
Yeah.
And like.
And now he's got it.
He's really peaking.
That GQ cover.
I know.
Hot. It was hot.
I know. He's really hot.
He's hot. James Franco, hot.
True. Just Jonah Hill, hot.
Jonah Hill with the earring, though, not hot.
Oh my god, the earring. I hate the earring.
Not hot. The stupid fucking diamond stud.
I know.
That's hideous.
It's so funny that he wears it in the movie.
It's so gross.
So this movie is from 2013. It stars Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, James Franco, Jay Baruchel, Craig Robinson.
And
who am I forgetting? Danny McBride, yes.
Along with like a million other celebrities. It's got Channing Tatum, Rihanna, Michael Cera, Aziz Ansari.
Aziz, I'm sorry.
Aziz is in it.
I tried to save Aziz.
That is such a good scene when you like definitely did not try to. No, it was like, just, fuck off, you're in the hole, you're in the hole.
You're gone.
It's literally right there, you could help him so easy. That's what gets me. People in the pit could be helped so easy and everyone's like, fuck you, you're in the pit.
Because they're comedians and that's why they're going to hell.
They're all fucking selfish.
I love that like.
Emma Watson's in it.
Yes.
Yeah, so many people.
So many people are in it. Actually, Emma Watson's role was originally supposed to be played by Mila Kunis.
I know, and she couldn't.
Yeah, she couldn't do it. She was busy. But then
they also offered it to Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
And he said no.
he just said no. He's like, nah.
And they said that they sent him, like, the original script before it was workshopped and shit.
It was a lot, like, more intense.
Yeah, and Daniel Radcliffe said no, and they were like, we can't blame him. But Emma Watson, she was on board.
I think that this movie was just, like, a giant game of chicken between these comedians because they were just trying to get each other to do the most ridiculous stuff and, like, see who would do it. And James Franco and Seth Rogen...
Never broke. They would do whatever it was.
Yeah.
I don't even feel like James Franco had to do that much bad stuff.
No, he didn't. I think Seth Rogen had to do...
The worst thing James Franco had to do was, like, the little jack-off thing with Danny McBride.
Oh my god, that's so funny,
they were
though.
Like, I'll start jerking off wherever I want. Oh yeah, well, I'm gonna jerk off on all... That was pretty fun.
This movie's so fun, and I love this movie. It doesn't take itself too seriously.
No, it's ridiculous.
It's a great apocalypse movie. Mm-hmm. Like, so entertaining.
Yeah.
Just from beginning to end. I love comedy apocalypse movies, but this is probably my favorite.
Yeah, it's so good. Honestly, I think this was ahead of its time.
I agree. 2013.
I think.
This is something that would come out now.
In 2013, people were not ready for this movie.
No, I agree.
Because the scores from 2013 are all terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But then the scores from later are like, this movie's amazing.
No, it's so good. I think that this movie definitely was ahead of its time.
I don't think people were ready.
It's a lot.
For Channing Tatum as a gimp.
I'm ready for it.
I don't think people were ready for that. Channing Tatum was. He responded in 3 minutes to that email.
No, yeah, he did. He was like, yes, I want to be your gimp.
He was like, hell yes, sign me up.
I actually saw this movie twice in theaters when it came out on a date. With two separate guys.
Oh my god, James.
High school me, man.
Wow, how old were you? You would have only been like a freshman.
Yeah.
Max?
Yeah.
Wow. You got dates as a freshman in high school?
Yeah, right?
I didn't get dates as a freshman in high school.
Yeah, I was with a military dude, though.
Oh. Easy pickings.
Easy pickings. It's so true. Who's about to ship out.
Oh my god.
One of them was, so it's like.
Senior?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, it was gross. Anyway, besides the point, I saw this movie and I loved it when it came out.
It's good.
Because I'm ahead of my time.
Read and weep. Bitches.
So this movie was written by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, who wrote Superbad, Pineapple Express, basically any
like Seth Rogen movie.
Like great Seth Rogen movie. They wrote it.
They were friends in middle school.
Yes, they wrote Superbad when they were 13.
Middle school.
Yep, and it's so cute the way they write is they both just sit side by side in chairs and they just pass the keyboard back and forth. How cute is that? They're business partners and they like just like they're like best friends. But Evan is not an actor.
That's so cute. I didn't know that.
Isn't that cute?
Aw, I'm just imagining little high Seth Rogen and little high Evan.
Just like
just pass that keyboard
and just like writing their scripts.
When I go to bed at night, I like to sleep and think about stand-up comedy bits that I could do one day, even though I'm not going to do stand-up comedy.
I think that you could do stand-up comedy.
I think about what would be a good stand-up comedy bit. How would I begin that? I have a problem figuring out how to begin and end stand-up comedy.
That's how I feel about writing. Like, I always feel like I have, like, a good story in me, but I can never figure out how to begin and how to end it.
Yeah, you're like, how do I get people to listen to this?
I feel like I could write a script if I could just
maybe you just start abruptly. Maybe you're just like, fuck you, we're going.
Yeah, you're right.
Fuck intros. Here's my story. You're here to listen.
You're here to listen, I'm here to talk. That's what podcasting is, actually.
You're here to listen, I'm here to talk. So true. That's so true. That's all anything is.
Sorry, I'm trying to find my trivia. Anyway, but this movie's so good. It's like, okay, so the premise is that all these celebrities are at a party.
Good old James Franco's house.
James Franco's house. Actually, all the paintings in the house were actually painted by James Franco.
I know.
How cute.
A lot of them are based on art he had when he was younger.
Really?
But he sold when he was poor.
That's fair. I get it. He's so talented.
Mm-hmm. And hot.
He's a hottie. I can never take my eyes off Seth Rogen. He just steals the show for me, man.
Seth Rogen in this movie, he hadn't figured it out yet.
I still like it, though. I still like his energy.
What energy? Scared?
Seth Rogen energy.
Scared energy?
They said that like 50% of this movie was improv.
Improv, I know.
Which is like phenomenal.
I know. The whole Milky Way bit.
Oh my god, really?
The whole Milky Way bit is completely improv, which is interesting because I'm sure Milky Way paid to have a Milky Way in the movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were like, you gotta have a Milky Way in the movie. But really, it was just supposed to be like product placement. Oh my god. It wasn't supposed to be talked about. And that whole like Milky Way bit is fake. And I was like, Milky Way got so much more advertising.
Oh my god, they so did.
Than they paid for. Because they talk about that Milky Way for a long time.
I wanna buy the Milky Way.
And they all talk about like, the milk is so good, so creamy.
Yes, they like go into detail about
how Milky Way tastes.
I love whenever they're like trying to baby, like mama bird feed Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
And they take a bite and they're like.
And then he swallows it because it's like, too good.
So
true.
So all these celebrities are like in the house and then the apocalypse starts happening and like all the good people start getting like brought up to heaven in beams of light.
Yeah, they go to the gap. Jay and Seth go to the gas station.
Yeah, and they get in a fight because, actually, this is interesting. So, Jay Baruchel and Seth Rogen were friends back when they were in Canada together. Mm-hmm. And then Seth moved to LA. And they, like, started talking less and stuff. Yeah. And, like, Jay really did come to LA and not tell Seth and not stay with him.
Yeah. And, like, Jay, not that Jay, like, obviously, everyone that made this movie was friends.
Yes, they are friends. Yeah.
But Jay really does, like, he said that several of the fights that they have in the movie were fights he could see all of them having in real life.
Yes,
that, like, he feels like they all felt like making the movie was, like, very therapeutic because some of the things they said were things that, like,
they've been wanting to say.
They kind of actually thought about each other, especially, like, the whole, like, oh, Jay is so holier than thou, and he doesn't, like, it's not that he doesn't like James Franco, but he doesn't like LA and he doesn't like the parties. He doesn't like going.
Yeah.
And he like, gets annoyed that Seth always wants him to go hang out with them because he doesn't want to hang out with
them. Because they're his LA friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to hang out with them.
Yeah. So yeah, they get, they.
The type of blunts they smoke in this movie are so incredible.
Oh my God.
The, like, cross blunts.
The cross joints are, like, Seth Rogen's, like, staple.
Mm-hmm.
And that amount of engineering.
I know.
Is just, like, phenomenal to me. It's, like, mind-blowing. I'm like, really?
Stoners are really, what's the right word? Like, not ingenious. That's not the right word. Like, innovative.
Yeah, they are. Like, the apple bomb. I know it wasn't in the movie, but, like, that exists. That's a thing that exists.
I know. It's like some guy was like, I need a bong and I don't have anything.
They are so, like the lengths that people will go to get high.
I know.
I love the scene when they're doing inventory and like they do inventory of the weed.
Oh my God, yes. There's so much weed.
It's so funny. And then they're like, 12 pills of ecstasy. Whenever yeah. they all do, did they do shrooms?
No, they do ecstasy.
They do ecstasy.
Remember, because yes. it's in Jay's drink.
Oh my God.
And they don't tell him. And he's like, oh, I don't want to do ecstasy. They're like, we probably shouldn't have just had a can of ecstasy then. Oh my God. I think the best scenes are the first scene and the last scene. The party scene and the heaven scene.
Oh my God, the heaven scene.
My absolute two favorite scenes. I mean, it's all good.
The party scene is amazing.
Every Danny McBride scene is like hilarious. Oh yeah, the party scene though.
With everyone?
Everyone. You're like, can you imagine being an extra in that room?
Oh my God, like Rihanna, Michael Cera slapping Rihanna's.
Yeah.
Oh my God, also, the story behind that?
Yeah, he actually like, so basically he was fake slapping her butt. And the angle was just going to make it look like he did, but it all looked, like, really fucking stupid because of, like, the... Basically, like, the angle of the party and everything else just, like, wasn't working.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he was like, can I actually slap your butt, Rihanna? And she was like, yeah, that's fine, but only if I can actually slap you across the face. And he said, yeah. But then Rihanna didn't tell him that every time Michael Cera slapped her butt and she got to slap him, she was going to slap him harder and harder until they got it right. And they did.
That's so funny. She does slap him really hard.
Yeah, and that was real.
Yeah.
And also, Michael Cera, the windbreaker he wears, mm-hmm. you know, that fucking stupid ass windbreaker. Yes. He said that was his idea. According to Seth Rogen, it was the only condition Cera had to be in the movie.
So interesting.
Is that he had to wear the windbreaker.
It's interesting.
Can you imagine, like, sending Michael Cera an email and being like, hey, do you want to be in this movie? Like, it's kind of inappropriate. Like, here's the script. And Michael Cera's like, yes, but I want to wear a windbreaker.
Seth Rogen's probably like, yeah.
Sure.
That's
Seth Rogen's like, I don't give a shit. Seth Rogen, the clothes that he wears in the airport scene where he picks up
those are Jay, actually the clothes he was wearing for the guilt trip, right?
No, Paul.
Paul.
He wore those clothes in Paul, and he was too lazy to change, and so he just wore the same clothes. And I was like, what the fuck, Seth? I can't also believe the people in Paul were like, you have to change.
But he's like an alien in Paul. He's the voice.
Oh, yeah, but I think they said that they appear on the camera.
Oh, gotcha. I don't remember. I haven't seen Paul. I haven't seen Paul in forever.
I don't even think I've seen Paul.
It's a pretty good movie. It's like Seth Rogen voices a Roger-like alien.
Yeah, kind of seemed like a Roger
thing. Yeah, it's fun. Anyway, I love Michael Cera's character because he's like known as like the nerdy guy. He's pretty typecast as like the nerdy
dude. This is so cute. And he was like tired of being cast as the awkward teen.
And so they were like,
just like he was like 40.
Yeah, and they're like, we can write you a character. And they wrote him like this ridiculous, like coke fiend.
He was like so awful and mean. Oh my God, when he's sucking a Capri Sun while those girls suck his dick and he's like, sip time. Oh my God.
It's so funny.
So funny. Apparently, Cera was really grateful for the way Seth Rogen wrote his character, even though his character's a huge dick, because he said he would be able to thank him for any future projects in which he was not typecast.
That's so awesome.
I know. And he said, basically Seth Rogen, because Michael Cera, he knew Michael Cera didn't like being an awkward teenager, he wrote it as... that, like, so he was not only capable of performing outside of that, but also that is what pushed him into his deep, dark spiral, was constantly playing the awkward teenagers, what made him, like, a coke fiend. Yeah. And Michael Cera was like, hell yeah, baby.
He loved it. It's so funny.
Apparently, I think it was Jonah Hill, said that nobody is less like their character than Michael Cera.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. Michael Cera, I don't know if you've ever seen him. I think we've seen the Hot Ones interview that he does.
Yeah.
I love Hot Ones.
Me too.
He is the most normal person in the world.
No, he totally is.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, he's like just an everyday guy.
It's creepy. It's like...
He's not like a celebrity. He doesn't act like a celebrity.
No. And I think Michael Cera might be a crab person.
I also think he might be a crab person.
Because when we watch the Hot Ones... He was eating those wings, no prob.
No,
he did not care. And the host was, like, drinking milk, and Michael Cera was eating, like, the hottest wing, and he was like, pretty good flavor. And the very, I think the very last one, which is like the most hot, it was like 2 million Scovilles. He eats it and he's like, yeah, now that one has a kick to it. And you're like, ah, he's Michael Cera's crab person. And he's so normal.
Yeah.
I think if I ever saw him on the street, I'd be kind of scared to talk to him. What if he burst into tiny crabs?
Like the, like in Pirates of the Caribbean 3?
Yeah. And he comes after you and you can't run because there's millions of them. Millions of Michael Cera crabs. Like all I'm saying is
that's a band name.
Michael Cera crabs?
He would not. Yeah, he would not be happy for that advertising.
Michael Cera, please don't sue us. I really appreciate you as an actor.
We're college students.
I love Scott Pilgrim.
We have nothing to give you.
Please don't. Don't eat me. Don't eat me, crab person. I'm begging you. They're going to come. They're going to replace me. If I become way less funny after this podcast, it's because the crab people
replaced me. The crab people came. You're onto them.
The crab people came and they replaced me. So, I'm scared.
Crab people. Crab people.
Oh my God, the South Park episode.
It's so good. So, yeah, there. I love the scene where Michael Cera blows coke in that guy's face.
Oh my God!
I've never done coke before.
He's like, "Well, you're lucky because this is good shit." Also, Aziz, I'm sorry. Aziz, I'm sorry. Jesus Christ! Oh, hello's ruined me. Aziz Ansari. I'm just going to call him Aziz for everybody. And there's not another comedian named Aziz. So, you know who I'm talking about. He, apparently he's like, you know, like in the film, he's so nice.
Yeah.
He's like the nicest guy. And then he gets shoved into the hole.
Oh
and Kevin
God.
Hart, when he grabs yes. Kevin Hart and he's like, get the fuck off me. He's hitting him and his arm comes off. And then he makes Kevin Hart fall in the hole.
Oh, it's so
Who's
good.
Who's in it? Let's see. Who are all the celebrities? Oh my God, I wonder if they're in the...
They're like so... Mindy Kaling's in it.
Yeah. Do you think they were paid?
I don't know.
Or do you think they all just did it...
Because they're buddies.
As like a favor. I mean, I feel like it would be... I feel like they don't know Rihanna well enough to be like, hey, will you do us a favor?
Yeah.
But then also I feel like, how much money do you have?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. They did have a lot of special effects, so I don't know.
Well, their budget actually wasn't very high.
Yeah, no, I know it wasn't
because
very large.
Sony wouldn't give them a lot of money. And they had to move it from Los Angeles. They were going to do it in
but
Los
they
Angeles.
They did Louisiana, right?
They had New Orleans because it was cheaper to film there.
Yeah.
And, but they were going to initially do it in Los Angeles so that people didn't have to travel.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Emma Watson, David Krumholtz.
I don't know.
Christopher Mintz Plasse. It's this guy.
Oh, he's from Superbad.
Yeah, yeah.
He plays McLovin.
Yeah, McLovin. I was like, you've seen him. I know Jason Segel was in it. Paul Rudd was in it.
Oh, yeah, Paul Rudd was in it. He brings that huge thing of champagne.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, and he's late. He's late, but he's... Oh, that's so cute. Paul Rudd is so dreamy.
He is. Ugh.
Oh,
it just makes you forget about the fact that he, slept with his sister in Clueless.
I know. Only Paul Rudd could make that ending work.
It's so true.
I'm looking at his headshot right now. Look at his headshot.
Oh, he's so beautiful.
Look at those eyes. I'm going to upload this to our Instagram.
That's so dreamy. Please upload that to our Instagram. That'll like make people's day.
Wow. This guy is from KC.
Ugh.
He's got, you know, like Brown Pitt is from Missouri too, but Brad Pitt has like the...
Wasn't he born in Oklahoma though?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
But he like lived here and graduated from here. But Brad Pitt has like the aura of someone who like always knew he was better than everyone else.
Yeah, like
and
he
was like,
always been famous almost.
Has like always been really successful because he was always the best. Because I mean, he's hot, he is the best,
yeah.
Let's be real. But Paul Rudd has the aura of someone who like just fell into fame by accident.
Oh, he's so cute.
So dreamy. Okay. Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum plays
Kevin Hart. Aziz Ansari. I'm skipping these people I don't know, even though some people might know them. Don't yell at me. No, I don't know who the rest of these people are.
Anyway, there's like famous people in it. But I don't know if they were paid or not.
I don't know either. I didn't see that in any of, like, the fact pages that they weren't paid.
Yeah.
Maybe they just weren't paid very well. I know Cameron Diaz was going to be in it, mm-hmm. and she was the only person I lost when they moved to New Orleans.
Yeah.
She was the only one who was like, no, I won't travel to New Orleans. Which is fair.
That is fair. Yeah, I love how, Jonah Hill fawns over Jay.
Oh my God, even though he hates him.
Yes.
And when he plays to God, and he's like, hey, God, it's Jonah Hill.
From Moneyball.
From Moneyball.
All I want is for you to kill Jay. I hate him so much.
And then he gets possessed by the devil in the Rosemary's Baby scene!
Oh my God, it's so... They do so many horror shout-outs in this movie.
I know. I saw a thing that, like, one of the reviews was like, what the fuck was that scene with Jonah Hill where he got raped by Satan? That was literally nothing. And I was like, you dumb bitch, that was a Rosemary's Baby call-out.
Yes.
The eyes, and then he's like, this isn't a dream. This is really happening.
I love that. It's so funny. I can just imagine, like, them writing that scene.
I know.
Just like,
they were like, you know what we're going to do?
How do we get Jonah possessed?
Oh my God, and then The Exorcist.
Yes. Does it compel me?
Does it compel me?
Does it, Jay?
Does it, Jay? It's so compelling.
It's not that compelling.
Hey, that's starting to sting a little. Hey.
The Exorcist is like an owner's manual.
Yeah, right? Oh my God, that's what they say. So good.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
The power of Christ. Does it, Jay? Does it? Oh my God, Jay.
I love whenever Danny McBride first comes in.
And he eats all their food.
And he is pouring water over his face.
Yeah. When he takes the jug of water, he gets another glass, and they're like, you can't have another glass of water. One glass of water at dinner. And he pours it all over the floor. And they're like, what the fuck?
Danny McBride.
He's like, I didn't want to do it, but you made me do it.
He is chaotic evil.
So chaotic evil. He runs a cannibal ring. He becomes a cannibal. And Channing Tatum becomes his gimp.
Oh my gosh. I do know who thought of that. Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg. That's who thought of it.
Danny McBride. I read that of the main group, Jonah Hill is the least like how he is in the movie. And Danny McBride is the most like how he is.
Yes.
Everyone said, yeah, that is exactly what Danny McBride is like. Which makes me just think I'd fucking hate Danny McBride.
I think that I would oddly like him.
I don't like him in the movie at all.
I think that he's a rascal.
He's a real rascal. No doubt. We all compared ourselves to people in this movie when we were watching it. And I think I'm James Franco.
I think I'm Seth Rogen.
Yeah. Our friend Michaela is Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely feel like James Franco.
Yeah, you're definitely more of a James Franco.
It starts to go to heaven.
Flips
everyone off, goes back down to heaven. That happens in a Keanu Reeves movie. That same thing. That exact scene's ripped from a movie with Keanu Reeves. Let me find it. I took it. Yeah, it was a 2005 movie with Keanu Reeves called Constantine.
Oh my God, I think I've seen Constantine.
Where they both give the middle finger as they ascend to heaven and then they're both pulled back to earth.
It says the main cast took significant pay cuts in order to help Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg save money for the budget.
Yeah. And then you can tell they did not have much of a budget because the special effects are not very good.
No, but you can just, look over that because it's
so
funny.
Fucking stupid.
It's so dumb and, you don't even care at that point. You're just like, I'm here for these actors.
You know the part where Seth Rogen and James Franco talk about Pineapple Express 2
that's
and what
really
they would do? That's their actual idea. If they ever did a Pineapple Express sequel, they said that's the real idea.
Yes.
he would get Kit, where James Franco would sacrifice himself for Seth. That's real.
That would so happen in that movie, too. I love Pineapple Express.
I know. And not only that, but, the Pineapple Express ending is the ending for James Franco in this movie.
Yeah, it is.
It's like...
Yeah, he sacrifices himself
for Seth. And there's, a ton of... oh, my God. When he has the crackers... And he gives them to Seth, and he's like, just you and me, buddy.
It's just you and me, buddy. They're so cute. That's us. That is us.
I know.
That's you,
don't fucking tell anybody.
That's you sneaking me crackers in the apocalypse.
Yeah, don't fucking tell anybody. Yeah, because you know I got food hidden.
Yep.
You know I'm not. Oh, my God. His little, I can't believe they don't find his cache of food.
I know.
He has so much food. To be fair, if I was James Franco too, I'd be like, this is my fucking house.
Yeah, true.
You're all, I'm already sharing my main food with you. What are they thinking? Oh, Seth Rogen and Jay Baruchel smoke pot at the 420 mark in this movie.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. So funny.
It's like you had to think of that.
Oh, yeah.
You had to think of that. Also, this was the last DVD ever rented from a Blockbuster.
I know! How cool is that?
Blockbuster, this is the last movie anyone ever rented from a Blockbuster in the world.
That, I just think that's like the coolest thing, honestly.
I know.
And the dog that Seth Rogen holds at the end is Zelda. It is Zelda, his real dog.
I know.
He loves his dog. And comedians in cars getting coffee whenever he goes out with Jerry Seinfeld. And he's asking him if he has kids. And Seth Rogen's like, do you regret having kids? And he's like, why would you ask me that? And he's like, I'm just trying to find someone who regrets having kids.
He said no one ever will admit that they do.
I think he's just looking for like validation as to why he,
why doesn't want kids.
Yeah.
His wife doesn't want kids either, does she?
I don't think so.
I did see... when they were talking about this movie, the one thing they decided was, like, off-limits was spouses.
That's fair.
And family. They said because Danny McBride had a new baby, Seth Rogen was about to be married, and they were like, we're not going to bring our spouses into this because it'll get... They were afraid it would get, like, people's tension would get too high.
Yeah, that's
fair. It's like, you can make fun of yourself, but making fun of, like, your new baby is, like...
A whole other
little
thing.
A little too much. Yeah. They also thought it would be too dark.
That's true.
And then also, James Franco suggested having his brother in the party scene.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jay Franco is friends with all of them, obviously.
Yeah.
But I mean, they did
Disaster Artist together.
Yeah, but they said no because he would have to get killed off. Because he's not a part of the main group, and they would have had to kill him, and they thought it would be too depressing because they'd have to make James react to that.
Oh, that's so sad.
And then, like, James reacting to his brother getting killed, and then the rest of the movie being, like, the leader of the group.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Yeah, so they were like, no, sorry, Dave. Even though he wanted to be in it.
Yeah.
37 people die in this movie. That's the body count of this film.
The bag in which Emma Watson takes the water is the same duffel bag used in Pineapple Express.
Queen! I love that Emma Watson scene where they're talking about how they shouldn't...
How they shouldn't rape her.
How they shouldn't rape her. And then everyone's like, we're not thinking about raping her, Jay. You're the only one thinking about raping her. And everyone's like, we didn't even think about that, bro. Now you brought it up and everyone's all weird.
And now everyone's all thinking about it.
And then she's like, you were going to rape me. And they're like, we were just specifically discussing how we were not going to rape you.
Back the fuck up.
She's got the fucking hatchet. Also, I'm like, James has a fucking gun.
Yeah, but then we figure out that it's not even a real gun. And James knows that it's not a real gun.
Oh my god, yeah, when Danny McBride tries to kill all of them.
Yes, and he's like, of course I wouldn't have a real gun. What, who do you think I am?
Also, yeah, you think they used a real gun in that movie?
Yeah.
Dumb bitch. It's a prop.
Have you seen 127 Hours?
Uh-uh.
He's good.
He's good in a lot of stuff.
There's a really weird car orgy scene, I will say.
Oh. I liked him in The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Was he in the Ballad of Buster Scruggs?
He is. He's in one of the novella, I don't know what you call them, in vignettes?
I think a vignette.
He's in one of the vignettes, and he plays like an outlaw.
Ooh.
Who gets arrested, and they're going to hang him.
Mm-hmm.
But then he gets freed from being hung.
Spoiler for Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yeah. And he gets freed from being hung only to like get rearrested and hung again. It's so funny.
That's good.
Yeah. The Ballad of Buster Scruggs is like interesting because it has like, it's like funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets like really dark, really dark, really dark. And then it gets funny again and funny and funny and dark, dark, funny. It's like the vignettes go from like being really hilarious to like, oh, that's funny, but also kind of sad to like, okay, that's just fucking sad.
Oh.
And they like,
I need to watch it.
It's really good. It's like, there's a shit ton of famous actors in it.
Mm-hmm. I know the guy from Tulsa's in it who was in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
And Holes.
And Holes, yes. He played the counselor in Holes.
And I think Liam Neeson's in it.
Nice.
And some other people, too. They're really good. Mm-hmm. It's, like, kind of a long watch, but it's nice because you can take breaks.
Yeah. So this movie's amazing.
It really is. I love it.
It's one of my, it's definitely one of my favorite apocalypse movies, if not my favorite. It's wonderful.
I don't know what my favorite apocalypse movie would be. Probably like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess this one. I don't know.
I know you like Signs. I don't know if that's an apocalypse movie, but.
Yeah. I know. It's like, do you classify like alien zombie movies and apocalypse movies? That's or are they fair. Like their own?
Yeah.
Are they their own genre?
They're probably their own genre. Was it The Happening? Is that your favorite?
I do love that one. I do love Mark Wahlberg and Zooey Deschanel having the worst chemistry any two people.
Elliot.
Oh my god. I've never seen two people less in love. Say hi to your mother for me, chicken. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. His eyes. All the time, so wide.
I know.
Always so confused.
What's happening?
I don't know. I'm just a science teacher. Go back to Ted.
So true. What was it? Oh my god, it was Seth Rogen in Cars with Coffee.
Comedians getting coffee.
Sorry, I can never remember that.
It's a long title. The comedians are in the cars and they're getting coffee.
Okay, that's what they're doing, guys. But I think it was Seth Rogen who was like, I would play the main character in Ted.
He said if he could go back and do anything.
Yes.
He'd be in Ted. And he said, not the bear, but the guy that Mark Wahlberg plays.
That'd be funny.
Can you believe Mark Wahlberg got that movie?
Yeah, no, I can't.
Have you seen The Other Guys?
Yeah.
That's a hilarious movie.
Yeah, I watched it the other day with Cole, my boyfriend.
It's really good.
Sorry, I said I don't know about confidentiality or whatever on podcasts. I don't care.
Cole's fine.
I don't care.
Guess what? As long as I don't tell you where I live, I'm probably going to say whatever.
Yeah.
This is the one thing I won't tell you, where I live. Not that I think anybody's going to come stalk us, but
they
also...
live in Joplin.
Yeah, but they don't know where we live in Joplin.
That's true.
Don't look for us.
Don't.
Or we'll quit the podcast.
Yeah.
Because we'll be scared. Men are terrifying.
Yeah, that's true. We were just specifically talking about how we weren't going to rape
you. Hilarious when you see outside the door. Not funny when you're Emma Watson.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Honestly, good for her.
Yeah, she, like, handled that situation
so well. I mean, she probably dies out there, but...
I don't know. She's a badass.
She takes all the water.
It's true. The heaven scene where they bring the freaking...
The Backstreet Boys!
Oh, my God. It's... Genius.
Backstreet's back. All right.
Oh my god, Seth Rogen's a terrible dancer.
Oh my god, yeah, they're all terrible dancers. Craig Robinson's pretty good.
So is Jay's not bad.
That's true. We barely talked about Craig Robinson.
That's true.
He's super funny.
He's super funny.
His little like bit where he's like, you guys aren't ready to see my midriff. So he's honestly a great character in this.
He's a really funny comedian.
He is. You forget about him.
No, you do. He is kind of like... Not forgettable, but, like, he's, like, nuanced.
Yeah.
Almost. He's not over the top.
No. And, you know, we don't talk about him a lot.
No. No one talks about him a lot.
No.
He's great.
He is good. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
When would he be in Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
Tried to save Aziz.
I tried to save Aziz, bawling his eyes out. And he, like, knows damn well he did not.
He just ran past Kevin Hart.
He went, you're in the hole. So funny. Poor Aziz.
I know.
I love this movie.
But yeah, they go to heaven, and I like that, like, Seth Rogen lights a blunt with
his halo.
That's so funny.
I love it that James Franco doesn't get to go to heaven.
I know!
And he's like, what was that? What was it? And he's like, oh, vanity? Who cares what it was? All we know is it was bad. That is so, like, atheist talking about... If this were to happen, this is so incredibly what it would be like.
Yes.
It so would be atheist being like, holy shit, God's real? What the fuck?
Yeah, no, that would be me. I'd be like, really?
Really?
Are you sure?
You're telling me. Yeah, I know. It's like, whenever you're Seth Rogen, you're like, how did you not see the blue lights in the sky? But then also you're like, if that was me, I'd probably be like, what? We're hallucinating. We're having a shared hallucination.
Yeah. We are obviously on drugs of some sort.
Exactly. Something was laced in our weed.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay.
Do you have a review for me?
I do. Oh, also, I forgot this.
What would you give this movie? Okay, it's a comedy. So you have to judge it based on other comedies.
Other comedies, yeah. I guess like a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, I think 10 out of 10 for me. It's so good.
It's pretty good.
It's so good, you guys. Ugh.
Oh, I'm yawning.
I just want a bite of the Milky Way.
That is such a good scene. The fact that it's like all ad-libbed is so impressive.
Yes, it is impressive. It makes you just kind of respect them more as comedians.
I forgot to read this my last piece of trivia. Or interesting.
Oh, fact. Yes.
There are several counts of foreshadowing throughout the film, including a sinkhole appearing on the news on TV while Jay and Seth are talking about going to Franco's house. Foreshadowing of the giant sinkhole that appears outside Franco's house during the start of the apocalypse. That's not really foreshadowing. That happens. The Backstreet Boys song plays while Jay and Seth are goofing around at his house. And that's why it plays later in heaven. And the discussion about Pineapple Express sequel and how the ending would go, foreshadowing how James will later die in the film.
Yep.
So there you go. So much foreshadowing.
They put a lot of thought into it.
They did. Even though it was like all half... Okay. So this is it. This is my review. This is a 2013 review.
Okay, so this is right when it came out.
Right when it came out. It's a 1 out of 10.
Oh.
And it says, first of all, I wanted to say, there were a lot of really funny reviews, and I really liked the ones that were like, this is the end of me watching Seth Rogen movies.
Really? Or
like, this is the end of my life, like stuff like that.
That's funny.
But this one is called... This movie was awful, self-indulgent, and funny twice in maybe 2 hours.
That's a really long title.
I know. Here we go. It's a really long review, so get ready. Strap in. This movie simply wasn't funny. It dragged on with scenes with little comedic value and got dragged out for far too long, presumably because of the directors and the main featured actors. Only one of them was a featured actor. Were too high while making this steaming pile of wasted time. We get it. You like to do drugs and are generally wastes of humanity and oxygen on this planet.
Oh, jeez. That's really harsh.
Jeez.
Ah, jeez.
This movie isn't funny, though. There have been funny movies made about drugs, and they're made by funny people on drugs. Super Troopers was funny. Cheech and Chong was funny. Half-Baked was funny. This was not funny.
This is way funnier than all of those.
I know. I was like, Super Troopers, which people can't even figure out is on purpose or if it's actually just bad.
Like, do you think that is better than this movie?
This movie is a nauseating, bromantic drama pretending to be a comedy. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I expected the two main characters to start making out at the end.
Hot.
Not that there would have been anything intrinsically wrong with that. It's just that it would have been cathartic. In fact, it would have been so cathartic since they were obviously so in love with each other. I will say, they played Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You, you know, during the scene when they're both going up to heaven.
Oh my god, it's so cute.
Originally, there's going to be a joke about Craig Robinson doing crack with Whitney Houston, but then Whitney Houston died.
Oh yeah.
So they took it out, and then they were going to have a Prince song playing while they went up. But instead, they decided to do Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You in, like, tribute to her.
Aw.
But also does make it seem a little more gay, no doubt.
I'm into it.
Me too.
I'm into all the guys.
Here we go.
You know.
The two funniest actors in the movie, Ansari and Sarah, die within the first 10 minutes, and all you're left with is a weak cast and a weaker script.
Oof.
I want Seth Rogen to give me my money back, though the 2 hours of wasted life are something that no one can ever give back. Movies like this make me not want to go see movies in theaters anymore, because had I known what I was going into from the trailers and the publicity, I never would have bothered seeing this train wreck. I wish I could give this movie 0 out of 10 stars. I guess some people really like this stuff, but I'll be avoiding Seth movies like The Plague in the future.
Harsh. Cancel culture is toxic.
It is toxic, although I don't think they're canceling Seth Rogen. I mean, they're canceling his artistry, I guess.
That's true.
They thought it was not funny. I was like, you thought Sarah and Ansari were the strongest characters in this movie, but they have like, they both have like three lines. Not that like Michael Cera doesn't have like the greatest lines ever, but Aziz, he literally just falls into a hole.
He just falls into a hole and he just screams.
He is pretty funny though.
Yeah, they're all pretty funny.
Woo! I like this movie.
God, this is Jonah from Moneyball. Moneyball
is me. God, this is Allison from, I don't know, I've never been in anything important, from the Flick Chicks podcast. I know you don't listen, but if you could just kill Donald Trump for me, that'd be sweet. Sweet. Just kidding, no wedding, because then Mike Pence would become the president.
Yeah, that's true.
And he'd definitely get reelected.
Oh my God, no, he would. Ugh, sorry to talk about politics, guys, but we're very frustrated.
Also,
with the state of our country.
Welcome to the world. You should care.
Yeah, you should care.
It's important stuff.
People are dying.
Literally. Quite literally.
Quite literally, people are dying.
Quite literally, little seven-year-olds are dying of dehydration. And that's a fact.
In government camps.
In government camps.
So, think about that.
Hello, the Holocaust called.
Jesus Christ.
They said, give us back our tropes.
Jesus Christ.
True. Anyway, we did a contest and it's over. Chelsea won.
And Kaylee.
Yeah. Kaylee, you haven't claimed your prize yet. I don't know how to get a hold of you. I posted on Facebook.
I don't know what
you,
Kaylee
I
is.
I don't know who you are because you just have a name. It's Kaylee with an E-I-G-H.
I might know who that is.
It's Kaylee with an E-I-G-H. Clearly, you don't look at our Facebook posts. But basically, Chelsea already did this, but Kaylee, you just need to email us, theflickchickspodcast@gmail.com, with proof that it's your account. So just take a screenshot of, like, your account page or whatever, and then we'll get you the stuff.
Yeah. Thank
so
you,
fun.
Guys.
Thanks, guys. That just because the contest is over, though, doesn't mean you can stop leaving us iTunes reviews.
Yeah, and also, if you want a button, message us.
Yeah.
And we'll either mail you one or get with you if you live in the Joplin area.
Yeah, you can purchase them.
For $3.
Yep, it's a sweet deal.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep, we made a Patreon. I think I told you guys about that last time. Still going, still strong. Donate.
Yes, and we will have an episode out for you guys pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, as soon as we have some patrons.
True.
Yep.
I hope you guys enjoyed this comedy review.
Yeah, we don't usually do comedy.
No, but this one is fun to had a lot of really interesting facts and anecdotes, and thought you guys would like it.
Yep.
All right.
Well.
Thank you, guys.
I think next week's my pick, so.
Yes.
We'll see.
Gotta pick it.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Bye. Bye.